Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Guys, listen, there's a lot of turmoil going on in today's world. FTX, SBF, JJS, S.
There you go. Call him his right name, DDSP.
Right. So lots of issues going on in today's world. But in DFS, we're going to figure it out for you. We got a fun little slate happening. I'm also going to ask Tuttle about some potential travel tips. And hopefully Davis will just give us a little update on his crypto net worth and where he sees that going. That and more on the Swolecast today on RotoGrinders.com.
Please don't dupe me, bro.
I'm begging you, don't dupe me, bro.
It's the poop narrative.
Pitch has been waiting to say those words.
No.
For 5 years.
Just want to warn everybody that I am in the man cave, kitchen man cave. I don't know what we call it, but
we don't call it that.
Well,
it's 2022. There's no more man caves.
Well, yeah, no red wave in the midterm elections yesterday. So the man cave amendment
still,
did not pass.
It's still my man
cave. Gender neutral caves.
It's still my man cave. My wife says it's my man cave. I've got four women living in the house, three daughters. Oh. And so
one of my best friends is one a of my woman, best friends. So I can is say man cave.
So this is my escape. From women. So if you want to if you want to say it's my escape from women cave, go for it. But this is
it looks like more like an escape room that you're about to get your head chopped off.
Looks like I need to escape for sure. But the reason is because there's like some sickness going around, and so they shut down the office. And so I can't go into the office this week. So here I am. Slumming it from the detached garage. That's what
no ping pong breaks for David.
No, no ping pong breaks.
I mean, FTX has $6 billion of missing assets, and all of a sudden they can't afford to turn the lights on at the Better Collective. I wonder if those two things are correlated.
It's not correlated. But there's like a bunch of shows like FTX was sponsoring everything. Right, so
FTX has the naming rights to the Miami Heat arena. Like, what is that going to be called?
Lots of memes going around yesterday. Crypto, a volatile space right now. Peter, how are you feeling?
You know, I'm feeling good, Dave. Everything that I invest in is kind of a 1,000 year hold. So yeah. I don't really allow these kind of minor blips on the radar to throw my mood out of whack. You know, I'm just here to play the best plays, give the people some gold star locks, and you know, it's business as usual.
That's right. Davis, how are you feeling right now? Because in secret chat, you were saying that, you know, crypto is, it might be in for like a 10-year winter. And someone had to remind you that 10 years ago, crypto wasn't really even around.
Well, crypto was born out of the last great economic reset, the 2008 financial housing crisis. I would imagine we both have the combination of a horrible global economic climate, and all of the people who happen to have billions of dollars who are interested in crypto right now are all getting wiped out. If we get a scent of a rumor that Binance happens to be insolvent or does not have enough in the coffers, I think down the idea that we have seen a true downward price action, I mean, it's not even imaginable how bad things are going to be. And apparently the FTX books are so bad that Binance might just pull out of this quote unquote non-binding agreement. So if you were merely a crypto tourist, I mean, tough scenes, because it's not going to be fun for a long time.
I saw a meme of a guy. It was either a guy or a dog or animal, something, basically at Thanksgiving, when basically your entire, you're having to face your
Thanksgiving 2020 versus Thanksgiving 2022.
Well, you're having to face all of your family members that you told to buy at the Pico Top. So, and now it's down. But that's
Kitchen,
okay.
Did you see the Denver NFT Mooncat story?
No, you no. Did?
Hang on, here, Sosa. I'll share this in the hopper here. But we got to do this real quick. Denver NFT scammers fined to pay $275,000. A judge has ordered a young Denver man to pay this to seven investors who sent him $55,000 in NFT tokens. And then you scroll down here. Many of the NFTs Mr. Gay purchased during those 5 months were NFTs for the Mooncats collection, a digital art collection of pixelated cats, reads the victim's lawsuit.
The only thing that lawsuits mention is first ever on-chain generative blockchain art project is one Mooncat is still worth one Mooncat.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah, one Mooncat is effectively worth one Moonbird if ETH is zero. So we're all living in a good space, and we're here. Before we go on, though, Davis, congrats to your Kansas City Chiefs for squeaking out a win versus the Malik Willis-led Titans on Sunday night.
I mean, yeah, they are the best team in the AFC. Bills lose to the Jets. And Bills lose to the Jets. Josh Allen hurts his UCL. So we're gonna have the parlay of the Chiefs creating cap space, getting an extra first round pick, and still maybe getting the bye, which I gotta be honest, does feel pretty good.
Yeah, until you get beat by the Bengals. So Derrick Henry, obviously, still a thing. We'll talk about him a little bit later. Tuttle, I want to get to you. Someone in the chat asked if you were there, scratch your nose. How are you feeling today?
Oh, you know, I mean, we can keep talking about NFTs and shit if you want. I'll just go back to working on NBA projections. I'm cool with it.
How was your day yesterday, knowing that you know, the crypto stuff didn't really affect you that much, and you didn't have to work on any sort of projected ownership because there were no games?
It was nice, but I'd rather almost have it just spread out than the 15-game Monday slate.
As opposed to back-to-back 15 and 12 gamers?
Yeah, and then Magic moved up their start time due to weather, and FanDuel's sticking with it. So there's like a random 4:30 start time for their main NBA slate today, which makes things interesting.
Amazing.
I did want to vent real quick about that Tennessee Kansas City game, because I really feel like I had a good read on it, and it was that the Tennessee's offense was absolutely trash, but that didn't seem to happen until Derrick Henry scored two touchdowns first. So didn't end up being a profitable one, even though I had a good read on it.
Well, they are one of those teams that's super different when they're on script versus off script. Like if you look at their first 15 plays versus their second half yards per play, which makes a ton of sense given that they're starting a guy who Malik Willis played five games against power five conference. Or
you can't go back on Malik Willis, Davis.
I'm in on Malik Willis. I think Vrabel should do the real man thing
and bench Ryan.
Bench Ryan Tannehill and then just treat Malik Willis like he's actually a quarterback instead of this guy they just have to find a way to get through two games with.
Did you see?
Here's the thing: if you played college football DFS at all, I mean, Malik Willis was obviously awesome because he ran a lot.
Yeah,
but
He's got a lot to learn. But I mean, he had the one throw to Swaim that was unbelievable in the red zone that set up the first Derrick Henry touchdown, and then he had the one down the sideline that Westbrook Ikhine dropped or whatever.
Conley. It was your boy Conley, Peter.
I didn't want to say anything bad about Chris.
He's still
Conley.
Getting acclimated to the offense.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I'm saying though is that Malik Willis is way more fun than Ryan Tannehill. That's really the thesis of the play.
If you saw the quote though, I think it was to The Athletic, Vrabel said, what am I gonna do? Throw who's he gonna throw to? Which you never want
Facts.
Your head but, coach to say.
Davis, we got to say, though, for the Treylon Burks bags, we need Tannehill back.
Wait, he's back. Treylon Burks is back.
I'm saying I do not feel good about my Burks bags with Malik Willis at quarterback.
Yeah, if it's Malik Willis, they're just going to do all sorts of RPO type stuff.
I swear to God, Vrabel told him just, I would rather you take a sack than accidentally throw an interception. I mean,
I think that sounds accurate. Yeah, I think that sounds
he's
real.
Such a deer in the headlights. All right, we got to get moving on to actual DFS stuff, give people what they want. This forward-thinking show. So, Peter, it's time for the Overzet overview of the week.
Yeah. All right. We gotta get through this here quickly. No interruptions, fellas. Let's let this rip here. It was Snowflake City for the Swolecast lineup in week 9. Apparently, we should have been worried about Sauce Gardner. Our chalk defense scored -2 points. But this week, we're going to enter a different tournament. More on that later. Producer Sosa is the new King GPP whisperer, as he famously put a gif of Joe Mixon on the screen last week. Pressure is high heading into week 10 for Sosa and his new gif plant. We somehow forgot to do a mayoral bet between Davis and Dave for the Chiefs Titans game. Chigakonkwo had a 48-yard catch, meaning Dave will now mention him every show from now until the end of eternity. In the final installment of our Cade Otten versus Noah Fant betting trilogy, Davis sent me the Venmo before the Bucks game had even fucking ended. Otten scored moments later, and I should have taught Davis a valuable gambling lesson, but unfortunately, I'm too respectable of a human. What a suck out, by the way. But we are on to week 10, and can't believe it's week 10, by the way. It's like they say, time flies when you're getting your dick kicked in playing GPPs every week. We got 10 games this week, 3 late games, and only one with a total over 50. That would be the Chiefs hosting the Jags. The dark specter hanging over week 10 is this Josh Allen UCL injury. The Bills are down to -5.5 after opening a 7.5 home favorites versus the Vikings. As always, the Swolecast will monitor this situation closely and will pass along any updates with our proprietary global swap alert technology. At QB this week, Justin Fields has a big boy price of $6,500. Mahomes will be the only interesting high-end guy if Allen is out. And Derek Carr, like FTX, is ready to rug you. At running back, Derrick Henry is the best points per dollar play at running back, according to David Kitchen's The Blitz. Najee Harris is $5,500, and that still feels too expensive. At wide receiver, our precious Rondale Moore is going to be mega chalk at $5,200. The cabal will psyops you into playing Amon-Ra St. Brown again for the 8th week in a row. Tyreek Hill now costs what Bitcoin will be worth in a few hours, $9,100. And thank God the Pats aren't on the main slate, so I don't get tricked into playing Tyquan Thornton again. At tight end, there's an 8-point projection gap between Travis Kelce and the next highest projected tight end. And the best points per dollar play had a 0 last week. Nothing matters. Eat Arby's. Back to you, Dave.
It's a monologue, and it is amazing.
if I was producing this show, I'd maybe be cutting these into shorts and putting them on social media, but who am I to tell Sosa what to do?
After the Mixon call, first of all, let's rewind. Sosa, you did have just a random giphy of Joe Mixon as we were talking.
Sosa knew. Sosa knew.
We were talking about him. Davis gave him the infamous gnaw wave.
Inaccurate.
You did. You said, I don't know why you would plan your whole slate around Joe Mixon. What does Joe Mixon have to offer? I went back and listened to it. Anyways, because I was going to actually clip that into a short. But Sosa, whenever you have today's Giphy up of a player, we're going to go nuts. We're just going to jam them in. So I hope you're ready. And it has to be a surprise. It has to be at a random time, and you cannot tell us. So, all right. Let's start with quarterbacks. Because this week, I don't know.
There's literally three. Yeah, there's literally.
Even,
there's
Kitchen has not looked at a single salary you can tell.
Yeah, I have. You got Mahomes and Fields. And that's it.
There's literally three dudes that you want to play this week, and they're all going to be insane shot. Because Josh Allen's not going to play. There's enough smoke where I feel pretty confident. I would say it's like 70-30 probably. So you got Mahomes at 7,900, Tua at 6,700, and Fields at 6,500. And I think maybe like a few years ago, the Justin Fields salary hike would have had people off of him. But I just feel like people are so just playing their projections now. They're going to be like, yeah, I'll simply play this guy at 18%.
After a 45-point performance, it's like, well, 6,500 feels pretty cheap.
Hey, so, Bales always told me to buy on the way up. The best buys are momentum stocks.
Why I play Justin Fields at 6,500.
And I think he has the ability to go to 10,000. I mean, and then you'll get David, this is sort of your territory. Case Keenum at 5,000. Mm-hmm. Assuming the Buffalo Bills team total holds to a respectable degree. I mean, come on. The Minnesota Miracle, he's got his old teammates, Stephon Diggs, playing against Minnesota. Just feels like this is right up your alley. If you were aware that this was the situation, you could have prepared some material.
No, I was aware. One of my close friends is supposedly buddies with Case, and this little behind the scenes texted Case Keenum.
Inside info.
Are we going to get some Case Keenum this week? And Case Keenum replied with a GIF, and it's the girl who goes,
wow.
So,
holy shit.
That is all you need to know about Case Keenum. So, Justin Fields against Detroit just feels like a lock, where Case Keenum at 5K doesn't feel as good.
Do you think people will play Justin Fields in cash?
Yes. Why wouldn't they?
I mean, I haven't got to building anything yet. My sense was that he was the guy.
If the salary opens up,
I mean, Mahomes is going to end up getting played, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's who I'm playing. I don't care what he's owned.
If Allen's is off the slate, if Allen's off the slate, it's like legit three guys you feel semi-comfortable playing.
Yeah, literally three dudes. You'd have to really – maybe some people will play Kyler, but that's about
– Tua will always be a GPP play.
Tua is – that we're including Tua in that group with Mahomes three, and Fields.
Mahomes, Fields, Tua.
Oh, I thought Case was the third one.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not.
Case in cash. Kitchen's already thinking of the slogans in his head.
But, I mean, it's like, what are you going to do? Like, you're not going to play Derek Carr. They're going to run Josh Jacobs a billion times. Maybe, like, 6% of Peter's, Deposit Kingdom VIP Sunday morning cram show. Listeners talk themselves into Daniel Jones. Some of the Galaxy Brain stuff, Peter, in your Sunday morning cram, I mean, it is something to behold. I've enjoyed listening to those Sunday morning shows. The comments. I mean, they are like, people were mentioning Cam Akers last week, like just some wild stuff.
I've taught him well.
I wonder if Trevor Lawrence gets some of that secondary steam where he's affordable. They're going to have to pass a ton. You know, Christian Kirk is going to be pretty strong. Evan Ingram only played 55% of the snaps last week. I don't know if there was like a particular reason for that, but he's a little bit harder of a stack this week.
I was trying to think it through. If it was the vintage, like Mahomes, Tyreek, Kelsey team where they were all over 8K, and then people would be like, I'll use Trevor Lawrence and then
with, I mean, it's what people did with Fields and the Dolphins guys last
right.
week.
But because it's just Kelsey and like Kelsey and Mahomes are so correlated, like I just don't even know. I guess you could do a Trevor Lawrence double stack with a Kelsey bring back, but even that feels a little tough.
I don't hate it. I mean, the interesting thing about that game is that you will still be able to play any Chiefs wide receiver you want at a very palatable owner. I mean, even Juju will maybe get to like 10% because he's had two good games in a row, but Hardman. I mean, I'm not even aware if MBS still plays on the team, but he's there.
He's out there.
He's running wind sprints.
I wonder. So this will be Kadarius Toney's third week with the team. I wonder if we see Mr. Toney unleash. And by the way, my read of the tea leaves after watching that game against the Titans is that it's going to be MVS who loses out to Toney, not Hardman. I think they're actually
Hardman's role will still.
I think they're pretty pleasantly surprised with how well Hardman's been playing this season.
Well, I mean, one target on 61 routes for MVS. You can't run a guy out there. That's
positively Sammy Watkins-esque.
Yeah.
This feels gross. Their team total is gross, but if you told me like before, like I don't know, I can't quit Russell Wilson.
There's simply no reason. Don't
he, David. Him. Dave is doing the. He hates his team, so he's trying to figure out ways.
I'm gonna ask you about Dak Prescott next.
The emotional hedge, yeah.
Yeah,
I know it well.
Dak Prescott against the Packers.
I'd rather play Sam Ellinger over Russell Wilson. I'm not even kidding.
I mean, was that the most depressing game that the Packers have had in your adult life last week? It had to have been.
This is like the first week that I actually didn't watch like all the games. But I came back and watched the ending of it, and just watching like Sammy Watkins like limp into the end zone and try to separate it.
I said this week on the podcast that I think Watkins is conservatively playing at 250 pounds. I mean, that's it, like maybe even
it's
more.
Rough. I mean, we talk about it with the Titans receivers. It's the Packers receivers too, especially
and they
at
all
the
keep
end of that
dying
game.
Too. They all Dobbs died immediately. Yeah, Watson Dobbs. Second week in a row with a concussion check.
Right,
it's
I mean,
horrible.
If you have those two out there, I do think it goes a little different. Jones got injured too, so that hurt. I mean, you take all that away, it is what it is.
Arizona, there are two late slate smash games, the 4:25 Eastern games, Dallas and Green Bay. So you got obviously the Dallas guys, and then Arizona and the Rams, which just no one's even interested in it, it feels like.
Why would they be?
Exactly. Oh, I mean, because of their past performance, but you still have two teams.
These teams that can't run the ball and also can't throw the ball deep are just like almost drawing dead to be useful teams in fantasy. And that goes for both the Arizona Cardinals and the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams can't run the ball, and maybe once a game Cooper Kupp gets behind the defense, but they have no other field stretcher. The Cardinals are trying to turn Robbie Anderson into that, but
he was bad. Last
he's
week.
Just not he good. So yeah. It's just, yeah. He's just so bad. And so you just have like a bunch of throws close to the line of scrimmage. Drives take forever. I mean, a successful Cardinal scoring drive feels someone is like moving the earth by their bare hands. I mean, it's like everything has to go correctly. Like Kyler has to evade like 19 sacks. Rondale Moore has to like go in between a defender's legs. Like it's just so many teams are so bad. It's really the worst on-field NFL product of our lifetimes. I mean, I would say 20 teams are mediocre. 8 teams are outright bad, and there are 3 good teams.
So the team that's going to absolutely smash this week that's not on the slate is the Bucs. The exact team that you just described that can't do anything. They're just gonna. I know it already. They're just gonna. How frustrating with Mike Evans
and those receivers last week, just killing drives.
I mean,
so if I could figure out where the air yards by low model is, I bet Mike Evans would be.
I don't think we can take shots at Hermsmeyer right now. He's like a pig in shit. This is the best week of his life. So the thing with the Buccaneers is, were Leonard Fournette to get injured, I think they'd immediately be like the fifth best offense in the NFL because Leftwich and Bowles. Well, Leftwich and Bowles would not be calling those first down runs that go nowhere with if Rashad White and Keyshawn Vaughn were the running backs. I think they would just go back to what they were successful with last year, which is just throwing all the time. But they're bottom of the league in first down success rate. A Tom Brady-led offense can't gain 2 yards on it. It's horrible.
All right. Speaking of horrible, it's time for our DraftKings lineup.
Can I get two other quarterback takes off that we didn't mention?
Yeah.
I feel like we have to mention Daniel Jones, 5,700 versus the Texans. That just seems like a nice spot. Daniel Jones can do a poor man's Justin Fields and rush for a shit ton of yards. And then I'll give you my total terrible take of the week. I like Kenny Pickett.
Yes, that's it.
That's yours?
That's Pickett. Pickett's
happening. I like this take. This is a good take, Pete.
You do it, Tuttle.
I mean, it's the week. It's happening. More condensed target tree is nice too for stacking. With Chase Claypool out of there, we don't have to worry about that. So we got Pickens and Deontay we can focus on. Sounds like they're moving away from Najee, which should help early down stuff. Matchups just fine. Yeah, I mean he's cheap. You're not sacrificing a lot in terms of opportunity cost at the position this week. It's Kenny Pickett week.
Sounds like we've got maybe the start to our DraftKings lineup. I'm going to let so people last week, you know, I let the chat kind of help out and they said, well, you know, we don't really play people that were still watching live. So they don't really play FanDuel. They're more a DK team. So I'm going to let the chat pick one player for our team later, but let's go ahead and start with Peter.
All right. I want to get this lineup back on the right foot. Let's hashtag play the best plays. Let's just start this with Patrick Mahomes.
Oh,
let's just alpha it with Patrick and Kelsey.
It's just so beautiful. I love it. I love when we play good plays. And the thing is, though, I don't think Mahomes will get to like Josh Allen.
Can you Josh Allen?
No, but as pertaining to Josh Allen would be Allen, no. I-A-N.
Stalker Davian. Allen.
Yeah.
Allenian, sure.
Yeah.
I think he'll settle more at like 13 to 16 as opposed to like 25. You know what I mean?
A different week, yes.
Sure, but just because there's so few good
it's
plays.
A smaller slate. It's, yeah. He's going
to No one's going to be playing.
That's fine.
Mahomes and Kelsey, though, that eats up a ton of salary.
Yeah, it's hard. Early on in the week, we don't have a lot of...
No one wiggles out of a corner quite like the Swole Cast, all right? We're gonna do it.
All right, who's next, Dave?
All right. Sounds like you want to be next, Davis.
Mecole Hardman?
After all this love you gave to Tony...
I just, you know, the users can at their discretion choose between Hardman and Tony. The Hardman
issue
thing,
with Tony is he's like legit, like he could just not be on the field again too.
Yeah, he played 9 snaps. Yeah, Hardman is banged up. So, you know,
are you going to send out the global swap alert?
Well, I will in the deposit kingdom. I will in the deposit kingdom if Hardman doesn't play. So you got to sign up for the deposit kingdom.
There was years ago, Davis said that if they have the doubtful tag, that they were...
Mike Evans. This was a Mike Evans tag.
I just reiterated the data that Adam Hardstad had found, which was that people who are listed on the injury report, as long as they play, there was no differentiation in their fantasy points per game.
Just right. FYI for everyone, we're playing the Guinness free roll this week. The Hulu one, I wasn't liking the vibes. So we're in the 5K Guinness time challenge there.
Okay, Tuttle.
So I still think we need to save. So I'll just bring it back with Zay here.
Yeah.
I like Kirk, but I think we gotta save.
The Slappies absolutely love Zay Jones. Every week,
his price doesn't
every
change.
Week, every week, this dude is like 12% owned in tournaments.
Oh man. So there's an obvious guy that projects pretty well this week, but I'm not going to take him. We'll talk about him later with running backs. I'm going to go with Derrick Henry at running back.
Are we going to be able to afford this?
Not really.
Dave, in this economy?
I thought that's who he was saying he wasn't going to take.
He was pretty I think he's pretty proud of
it. We're
going
to have to flex Giga Conquo to make this work.
All right, well let's put in the Vikings defense against Case Keenum.
Yeah.
All right, so we have 4.9 left per slot for running back, wide receiver, flex.
It's bad.
I think we have to punt it with Deion Jackson at RB2.
Aren't you worried about Zach Moss? Because I am.
I'm terribly worried, but Kitchen spent all our money.
Says the guy who put Mahomes and Kelce out there.
Live
so I know the actual move to do with this lineup. Oh, and I know Dave has kind of waved some cautionary flags about this, but this lineup's a double tight end lineup, and you play Ingram.
Oh, double stack it?
Fine by me. So we need...
All right, so you can take Deion Jackson out if we're going to do double punt tight end, punt defense. That gives us 5,800 for last.
Let's play Damian Pierce instead of Deion Jackson, right?
Yeah.
He's best be best shock, but that's fine.
Best play
he's
of the week.
He's way underpriced.
Yeah. So we need a wide receiver.
Gives us Rondale Moore or Tony.
We can't play Pierce and Rondale. Let's play Pickens.
Correlate with the terrible take.
Let's do it.
Does that get us up to anything at defense if we go up to 25? Packers versus.
No, we're not playing the Packers. They couldn't beat Jared Goff, dude.
It's ugly.
All right.
And yeah. Easy game.
The other thing is if there was like a 38 or less receiver, we go up to Christian Kirk and do that.
There's not really.
But there's not, yeah.
As Peter noted, Tyquan Thornton not on the main slate, so we can't
not
do
a
that
Tom
again.
Kennedy fan, guys.
David would instantly slot in KJ Hamler.
If I had any faith in Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I'll say Willis is awesome. Mentioned that Jeff Wilson's 5,500. I will take the L on that after.
That was an amazing moment when you didn't realize that why the Dolphins traded for him.
No, I still thought that if it was going to happen, it was that week. I had not thought about that. He had already realized that
he knew the playbook. But
then Raheem Mostert scored first, and I was like, oh, this is going good. And then, like, for the rest, I think someone said he may have, like, dropped a pass or something. And so they put in Wilson for the, like, almost the remainder of the game. It's a tough scene.
Yeah.
So I'll put Jeff Wilson in my lineup. All right. Someone said Soccer Dave can't spell Evan Ingram. Inject it into my veins. Would just like to say that's producer Sosa who can't spell.
Did he go with the IN instead?
He went
of
with the I. He went with the I.
I mean, it's reasonable.
Melvin, it's understandable.
It's fine. This is the man that gave you Joe Mixon, so let's not look a gift horse in the mouth,
yeah.
Chat.
Although I did kind of give him Joe Mixon to make
it. Mixon was part of Kitchen's tree.
possible. All right. Let's move on to running back. And I do want to talk about Derrick Henry just because he is.
Shocker.
Wait, you want to talk about Derrick Henry on the show?
Yeah. Davis, what do you think about Derrick Henry?
I wish he'd catch some passes for our FFPC team.
That, we are the only team that has him and Justin Jefferson. People forget that.
People forget that we're going to be the only team to finish ninth place in a main event with Justin Jefferson.
Is
and
that
Derrick
the team
Henry?
That Davis is making moves without asking anybody?
That's
else?
The team he cut Geno Smith for. What was it, Sam Ellinger?
Yes. Although going back in retrospect, kind of we all kind of need to take an L that we all lost Trey Lance on all these teams, and we don't have a metric ton of Justin Fields. Just really does feel like an opportunity squandered there.
True.
All right. But honest thoughts about Derrick Henry this week, Davis. You fading him like you do every time Derrick Henry's chalk?
Yeah, seems like a worse play than ETN. Seems like a worse play than Kamara. Seems like a worse play than Dame. He's probably like the sixth best running back play. So,
all right. Well, that's the Davis spin on it. Was
I mean, how do you play him with no? There's no value on the slate. How do you play him,
Peter?
With
you
double tight end and Vikings D is how you play him. I mean, I'll be curious to see where his ownership shakes out. I think I might be a buyer at sub, 15%, probably a fader over that. Where do you think it comes in, Tuttle?
Henry, sorry, I was muted because there's a train going by. he'll be 20% range.
Yeah.
That's the initial run that we have on him. That seems right.
What, like one good injury or like a 3K guy opening up is going to change that pretty dramatically, I think.
I mean, you saw the case. The interesting thing about the game last week is you basically saw exactly what happens when things go well. And then when things go bad, Henry has the floor of a much lower priced running back now because the offense in general just can't move. So it's a Soccer Dave play, that's for sure.
How do you compare him to Barkley? Because Barkley's going to be the other favorites, high-end guy up there.
Yeah, Barkley, same-ish. I trust Barkley a tad more, but yeah. I agree that in general, the way the slate is currently shaped up, it's going to be hard to play these guys. And then even the 300 go from Henry to Barkley is tough.
I mean, I was going to say, though, the flowchart bros. I mean, this Texans run defense, it's historically bad. I mean, I feel like by the end of the week, people are going to be wanting to jam Barkley.
Yeah, but
and
like
Barkley gets like five catches a game, too.
I need you to find the value that's not there. That's going to eventually be there by the end of the week.
It's one of the downsides to being the only first look show. We got to roll up our sleeves and get our
I mean,
hands
you gotta do. You gotta do
Saturday shows.
You gotta do like Case Keenum.
Granted,
Gabe
people
Davis.
Aren't gonna, what's gonna happen is, and this is skewed because we just put the Mahomes Kelsey stack in. People just aren't gonna play Kelsey. Is what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Does Saquon still catch passes if they're leading? It feels like there's been a few games where he has not.
He still catches passes regardless. I think his lowest reception, he has one game with fewer than three receptions. He has more games with four or more targets than games with fewer. I don't know. He's gonna catch three or four passes here, maybe more.
I can see happening, I'm kind of surprised Kitchen didn't come with this take because I know he kind of lurks some of the Better Collective's projections chats. I'm surprised he didn't
write
the Jalen Warren take. Yeah.
I was leading up to it. Yeah.
Where they fully transition to Jalen Warren. We get more, there's a lot of smoke around Najee's role being lessened. I could see this being something towards the end of the week where we get, a little bit more clarification that, Najee's just not going to play as much. Warren's kind of the guy. And I could see him opening up as a potential value option on a slate that doesn't have much.
The Warren play would be so much more fun if Najee was still like 6,500. The fact that Najee Harris is 5,500 and he's only 600 more than Warren is pretty wild.
Yeah.
And he's still not even close to being in play.
And not even close to in play. Yeah. It's like I'd rather play Donta Foreman or whatever. I guess Donta Foreman's not on the slate, but you guys get it.
It's one of those situations where Najee, like the box score bros or the people that just haven't been paying attention, I feel like he's still going to be rostered.
Cardi projects him as like the best value on the slate every single week, and then his price keeps going down. So maybe.
All right, what about Kamara? Because
yeah, he's a jam.
All he does is smash. And he's 7,400, so you know, 1,200 less than Saquon.
Nice math.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, that's why there's no reason to play Derrick Henry when you can just play Alvin Kamara, who's better.
I like to go like a cash the Wildcat this year with the Kamara / Henry
wow.
play. Yeah.
Wow.
How rich.
Cash the Wildcat.
In this economy.
Yeah.
Jeez. Did you get an Elevate Rare pack for that, or did you get actual
no, this cash? Is before the Elevate Rare pack.
Mitchell Trubisky.
Did you see we opened Levitan's
I saw his work.
What did he pull?
So he had an elite, like mine was the rare, the Mitch Trubisky. Mark Ingram elite.
That is always that's speaking of dick punches, that's the one right there. You get the elite and you get all excited and it's just smart. Somebody you
then
can't
it's Dwayne
use.
Washington's backup.
Well,
even
is
better
it
than Levitan, where you know the elastic honeybee where he's so up and down.
Oh, he was on, we're looking at the DK trolls on the show last night. He was on mega tilt from the trolls.
Amazing. Isn't Josh Jacobs like the actual zig play here, where there are scenarios where the Indianapolis Colts like do not gain a first down for the entire game? Obviously, I think probably the Colts are just going to try and run the ball and get out of there and minimize the damage. But Jacobs has been so bad. So people played him 2 weeks ago when he was bad. He was really bad last week when no one played him. Feels like a spot where even if people play the projections, even if people are too good, they know to buy low. Feels like you could probably get 10% on Jacobs here as a 6.5-point favorite.
I think that's a pretty good take.
I don't know if I can
Jacobs
do it.
Jacobs or Derrick Henry?
Jacobs.
Henry.
Shocking.
Pete, you're the tiebreaker.
I mean, cost adjusted, ownership adjusted, Jacobs.
Oh, that's such the
the level-headed way to look at things.
You know? Yeah.
Like, wow, what a guy who looks at the situation.
You
want
to say that Derrick Henry was the better play, so you had to insert a few, basically modifiers in there. All right, what about James Conner?
No.
Give him the gnaw wave.
It's not the worst in the world.
Fine. He got 5 targets last week.
I just don't want to play anyone from that game. Other than Rondale.
I will say early in the game, I didn't even have any Jacobs ownership. I was watching that game because I got back to watch in the afternoon. Bro, just go north and south. The guy was dancing all around. That's my hand in the dirt.
Your hand in the dirt take?
Yeah.
Film watching take? All right.
On Connor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ended up doing better at the end, but like at his first 5 runs or whatever, he was just going a bunch of
Him and Najee, Spider-Man meme. These days.
Yeah.
Someone I just forgot. Someone called Najee Trent Richardson basically with his dancing around.
That chart. Did you see the efficiency chart?
I did the Trent Richardson Najee tweet 3 weeks ago. So give credit where it's due.
Okay.
So sorry.
Credit to Davis.
You're saying that chart is part of your tree, your Twitter tree there?
I'm saying that I was the one who made it safe to put those takes out there in the ether so all the data nerds could start doing it.
Davis, you've never been one to shy away from credit. All right. let's go on to wide receivers. We still haven't gotten the producer Sosa gift of the week. Oh, there it is.
Wow. I love this one because I wonder if the prices for those two guys combined have got it to the point where it's too hard to play all three of them together.
I love that the second we said wide receivers, he was ready.
He was ready.
Jam it.
He was waiting also, for the Jalen Waddle take.
He worked on his because last week I believe it was like a window share, and we saw all the like he tightened that up for this week.
Yeah, we gotta give him his props on that one.
Is this the best touchdown dance in the league?
It's not even close. Yeah. Not even. It's so much better than the gritty. I mean, it's so good.
Hockenson doing the gritty will always be like my favorite.
You mean Gesicki?
You mean Gesicki?
Yes, Gesicki. Yes.
Yeah, it's so bad. It's so bad.
All we big should... white tight ends. All right,
we got to set some goals where we get Kitchen doing the gritty if we get to certain.
Oh my God, Kitchen doing the gritty after hitting 135 four times at the Planet Fitness.
There you go. There's Gesicki. He did it twice, and he said he wasn't going to do it anymore.
Guys, I got my 4-year-old doing it. He's so funny. He like bends over and does it. It's the best.
Sosa is unhinged with these gifts. I'm worried we created a monster.
It's ready.
This guy can search anything.
let's talk about wide receivers, though. We did mention Davante Adams last week as the
guy. I did.
No.
Davis. Check the tape. Yes. No. He was my most owned wide receiver last week. Yes.
You said in bringbacks, though.
Davis, I had Peter close his eyes and envision a whole scenario involving Davante Adams.
How was that not clipped on Twitter after he went off? Sosa, less gifts, more clips.
More clips.
So we've got maybe another, well, a few wide receivers that are not happy potentially. You see the Kyler and Nuke blow up on the sideline. Maybe
the way your brain works is so fascinating. It's just always like I gotta find a story. I gotta find some human interest. I gotta find
he's narrative driven,
a passionate, you know, story reason why fantasy points happen. It's never never
a
hero's
journey for his DFS.
Yeah, you gotta have a refusal of the quest.
Davis, you might be too young to remember this, but I was told that every lineup tells a story.
I mean, okay.
And so you have to envision some of the stories.
What I'm saying is it would just be amazing if one day you showed up and you were just like, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown's average depth of target profile isn't as strong as other really elite wide receivers, but when he runs hot on touchdown variants, he really has the potential for spike weeks. Like, I would be...
You think that's the show, Davis? You think that's what people want?
But just, okay, Dave, just imagine for me a world where you did it once, where you came to the show with, like, a bunch of research, you knew all the prices. Like, just imagine that show and how good it would be. It
seems like a pretty boring show, if we're being honest. It seems like a well-run, well-produced show that no one would like. Just like every other, you know, fantasy show out there. Let's talk numbers. Let's talk digits.
All right. So Justin Jefferson obviously is going to be jealous of the obvious chemistry between Stephon Diggs and Case Keenum on the other sideline. And he's going to go to
Diggs,
Kirk. And
Diggs
he's going to be like
his old team.
I was trying to do your bit and you stepped on it, dude.
Okay, well. Get there faster, bro.
He's gonna come to Kirk and he's gonna say, "Why can't we have what they have? Why don't you ever look at me like that? Why don't you know?" And then I think they're gonna figure it out and it'll be beautiful.
Okay, Peter, who are some of your wide receiver takes this week?
We'll be curious if anyone's gonna have the money to get up to Cup and Tyreek.
No,
seems very hard. And then people aren't gonna want to play Diggs if Shrug is playing. And maybe people chase Adams. This Amon-Ra stuff. I mean, Davis, the cabal is going to tell us to jam him.
You know, it's just a matter of, I think we saw yesterday with the election results, eventually people get tired of the elites talking down to them. And I wonder if we finally have a capitulation point with Amon-Ra St. Brown where the people throw off the yoke of the cabal and say, no more, we've had enough. And Amon-Ra St. Brown comes in at like 7% instead of 20%. You got nothing, Dave? You got nothing for that?
I'm looking up some stats right now for you, Davis.
Dave was on 538, just getting caught up on the results.
Looking up some PFF grades from last week.
Just looking at the defense, DB versus wide receiver matchups. Titans,
I still can't log in, so we got nothing.
All right. Tuttle, some wide receiver plays for you this week?
Tell me which Bronco to take against your Titans.
See, that's why I was looking up, because honestly,
Sutton has six catches the last month.
Yeah, it's been rough. Judy's been the guy, but
yeah, Sutton's been like a prop guy, and he hasn't hit at all. He's so bad.
But, Pete, are you going to play 17% owned Amari Cooper?
No.
What about 8% owned DPJ?
That I'm interested in. I think.
Yeah.
So I just ran aggregate stuff before the show. Because of salary, DPJ is actually coming up in more.
You're getting a ton of him.
Oh, wow.
Than Amari. So it'll be interesting to see how people sort that out. But I do think you can play one of the Denver guys, and obviously not in cash, but GPPs, I think that's fine. I do like Christian Kirk quite a bit. We talked about people still jamming in Zay just because of the price tag. That seems to depress Kirk's ownership a little bit each week. But it thins out pretty quickly, that's for sure.
I mean, as of right now, there's like no way to do to a Tyreek, Waddle, Cooper. So I'm pretty interested to see what ends up happening with those four players, like collective ownership, as we need – this slate is begging for like multiple injuries. Like, you know, we never want anyone to get hurt, but or something. Like, we gotta get a 3,500 wide receiver, a minimum price tight end, and Case Keenum. And there you go. We solved it.
Yeah.
Case Keenum plus Tyreek plus Waddle plus Amari plus Harrison Bryant. Easy game. Solved it.
I love that because Case can run for 100 yards too. Basically, No problem.
No problem.
Yeah, we have to go cheap. That's why I think Kelsey might be under projected or under owned, just because of it's so hard.
What about Khalif Raymond?
Yeah,
he ran a bunch of wind sprints last week. Was getting targeted before that.
Does the Coors Field narrative apply to the Lions when they're on the road too?
I mean, I think it just applies when they don't play the Packers. Seems like everyone scores 30 on them other than the Packers.
Don't do it. You're making me sad.
What about Samari Toure if Watkins
now we're talking.
If Watkins doesn't play, Watson doesn't play, Dobbs doesn't play, Samari Toure, 3,800. He played all the slot snaps, came in off the bench, and had a 32-yard gain and a DPI last week.
It kind of sounds like Watson is going to be fine. He supposedly said he's not going to be limited at all this week.
It
wasn't a concussion, which is good. I still think Watson's pretty clearly the only guy that could potentially have any sort of ceiling for the Packers. So I'm down with taking shots on him if injuries break that way. But, I mean, you play him and he plays 10 snaps because he gets hurt.
Your top sub 4K points per dollar play, according to David Kitchens, the Blitz, is Paris Campbell this week.
3.9K.
No, thank you.
No.
I would love to see the input on that one.
My guess is it's just the guardrails from last week. And
no, I lurk,
did he get an update? Okay.
Yeah, I lurk all the RG Discord channels and it's supposedly adjusted for this week, so.
Okay.
Are we firing on over Davis Mills passing yards this week?
No, but I did it on Mariota already.
Oh, in the rain, bro. What are you doing?
Total yards. I would never do just passing yards for him.
Fair.
The chat has gone to ruin.
It is popping off.
What are we doing? Okay, I haven't been in the chat. What do we got going on in the chat? Oh,
we've had a lot just of 16
bots. Yeah. 69mega.com. Future is here. Dating AI. I will create value on this.
They got a free ad read out of us.
It's like my Twitter DM. Whenever I get a DM on Twitter, it's 98%. that it's like some sort of NFT project.
That was so whenever I expand Davis's tweet, like any Davis tweet, it's just automatically a response from an NFT.
Yeah, always. Thought Elon was going to fix that, man.
The goons.
The NFT spammers are going to fix themselves here soon. I don't think they're going to be around.
They're running out of liquidity, man. How could you keep scamming?
All right. So high price wide receivers.
Pick any of them you want that aren't named Tyreek and you're getting them at 6%.
What about CeeDee Lamb?
Great play. Great play, Patriots.com.
What's the stat going around on him? I feel like Pete probably knows it.
Yeah, Pete probably has some way to make a 30% target share look bad.
No, he knows the stat. There's a stat. I think it might be a Levitan stat. He hasn't like got a 25 point.
He hasn't had
years or however many years.
It was since Thanksgiving last year.
He hasn't posted a 25 point DraftKings game since week 10 of the 2021 season. That's 17 games, including playoffs.
Yeah, there you go. Shout out, Levitan.
Alpha. Come on, Davis. You can't defend that. He is the definition of.
Why would you think that on the same week that SBF falls, that I would go against everything I've ever believed in? You gotta stick to what you believe in instead of trying to scam the people. Much like Bitcoin will eventually deliver us, so will CeeDee Lamb wide receiver one stocks.
Are you saying CeeDee Lamb is the Bitcoin of wide receivers?
Yes, underappreciated in its time. Yeah. Never complains, never changes. You know what you're getting. CeeDee Lamb, wide receiver one, real alpha.
Here's one for you. Is Hunter Renfrow ever going to happen?
Never.
He is.
Mac Collins has out-targeted him, out-produced him. Like, the Hunter Renfrow experience is completely dead.
I mean, you would have thought, like, with Waller out this many games, like, if it's not happening without Waller, how's it ever going to happen?
It's over.
Okay. Peter, I want you to close your eyes right now. I want you to imagine there's a wide receiver out there coming off a big team win. Mm. He's going to be playing this week. The past few weeks, seven targets, eight targets. Mm-hmm. This guy just gets peppered with targets. He's under 6K. His friend is getting all the credit. But as far as a mid-tier wide receiver, this might be his week against the Buffalo Bills team that is uncertain. High team total. What are your thoughts on Adam Thielen at 5,400 this week?
You're asking me what are my thoughts because I'm role-playing as Adam Thielen right now, Dave.
Yes. What are your thoughts this week?
You got to get injured on every other play.
Hang on. Look, this TJ Hockenson guy – seems nice, but let's not get it twisted here. I am the rightful number two in this offense.
That's right.
And I swear to God, if Kirk doesn't put his shirt back on and fucking throw me some red zone targets, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind.
Pete, you're having a good show.
Also, Justin Jefferson's slightly overrated and I'm the true alpha.
Yeah, exactly. He is getting targets. He is getting some big plays. It just, you know, we call them splash plays. We call them spike weeks, that sort of thing. So 5,400 in a week that you're going to have to go cheap on at least one receiver. So, and everyone's going to be playing Rondell Moore probably in that price range.
You know what? I think I slightly prefer Adam Thielen on FanDuel. We're actually going to build a lineup right now.
Oh, I just looked at the time. You got a heart out?
I mean, I wish.
Just having too much, having too much fun.
Too much fun. Too much fun here on the program. Mean?
All right. Peter, let's start with you.
Well, I started last time, and I chewed up all our salary, so let's let someone else get a shot.
Tuttle, let's start with you.
Oh, wow. I mean, I'm greatly. Let's go. We're going Kenny Pickett here.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I'm okay.
Are we doing Kenny Pickett so that we can stack another game with the quarterback sub, or are we doing Kenny Pickett unironically?
Let's do Kenny him semi-ironically Pickett. With Freiermuth at least.
Let's do it with Freiermuth, but let's get like let's use this to stack the high-priced Miami or it's another high-priced game.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I'm on board.
Okay. Davis, you go next.
I will select Sosa's GIF take of the week, Jalen Waddle.
I love it.
Yes, we have to. I mean, if we fade the GIF plan.
Yeah, we fade. Davis has learned from last week from his mistakes. All right, so Pickett, Freiermuth, Waddle, Pete.
All right, let's do. Let's
just think. Just think if those that couldn't spell Ingram, looking for Freiermuth would be entertaining.
Yeah, what is the hardest name I could get?
Too bad Giannis doesn't play.
Eric Umekazama gets active as the third wide receiver for the Dolphins.
I was told I could play whoever I want on FanDuel. Let's put in Barkley here.
Jeez, 9,500.
He is expensive.
Jeez.
I have like to it. Be contrarian.
I guess. All right. Man.
What's the point of playing Kenny Pickett if you're not jamming studs everywhere else?
Well, actually, we talked about
Pickett's the thesis of the lineup
last week. But on FanDuel, Aaron Jones is only 7,200.
Is he fully healthy?
They said he's okay, right? Tuttle, like all the results were negative.
He's practicing today.
Yeah, he's supposed to be fine. I wouldn't say like only 7,200 though.
Are you going to go in the Discord and do a global swap alert like Davis is for Hardman Kitchen?
I'd be like,
this is on you.
I'd be like, Devin Singletary is only 5,600. That's like that's more notable than like Aaron Jones, who's at his price point that he's been at all season long.
Okay.
Are we picking Aaron Jones though?
Yeah, we're playing Aaron Jones.
It feels like the classic Dave pick that when we run into a dead end, we ultimately take Aaron Jones out. It feels like one of those picks.
It does.
I mean, why
so
don't
far this season? He's been the capitulator of the lineup.
Except I just only give the great picks.
We could do the CD play here though if we really wanted to. Now that we got Aaron Jones in the lineup,
don't the Packers have some corner that people say you should be
Jair
scared of?
Alexander.
Yeah, someone was in my mentions about him shutting down St. Brown last week. I remember now.
Yeah, let's put. We need a beta to balance out this alpha lineup here.
what's the defense? Oh, we do the Vikings again here to give us some salary to play with.
With Shrug at quarterback. Are we global swapping off the Vikings if Shrug doesn't play?
I honestly want to say it's like Josh Allen playing with a dangling arm. Feels like not that bad of a spot for 3,200 also.
That's also true. Texans would be the other, but we got Saquon in there.
Okay.
Who's next?
Where did
Kitchen I got go? I got CD. Oh, Kitchen's gone. His internet must have dropped. All right. So
I was like, there was four seconds of silence. Something here happened.
Let's put CD
in there.
CD in.
Yeah.
Steve.
So we got CD. 12K. We got 12K left for wide receiver and a flex. There are some cheaper wide receiver options in play here. We could double stack.
What if we got Kirk? Can we? How much is Kirk on FanDuel?
Kirk on FanDuel.
Is that going to be
in the range? That's not too bad.
That gets tight.
We need a 5,300 flex. We might be looking at Khalif Raymond, Cole Kmet,
Jalen Warren, baby.
Jalen, I don't
not
know.
Hunter Renfro. Yeah, we probably got to go a little bit more even.
We need to go. We just need to go double 6Ks. Why don't we do?
This is like, you could go. Your
why don't we do? Why don't we do
Adam Thielen? Adam Thielen.
Well, yeah, we got to do Thielen after.
And then that gives us 62.
So that leaves us. We could play Mooney. I was going to say Mooney.
Mooney or Sutton is fine. I just feel like if Mooney smashes, like, how is Fields not going to be optimal?
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
So Sosa, Sosa global swap to Sutton.
You love to see it.
That's S-U-T-T-O-N.
Amazing.
All right, I'm tossing this in the Sunday Million. Please dupe me. I'd love to split 250K with however many people are watching this or will watch this.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, saying Darnell Mooney's terrible. So I think that's.
But where did Kitchen get like?
Mooney is. I mean, he just his internet went out.
This guy sent us a photo of the Xfinity truck pulling out of his driveway. Like, what was he even doing there?
I wish he would take his job a little bit more seriously.
Is this Case Keenum shrugging? Is this the gift he said? Are you gonna?
So Peter, I mean, it is truly Greg Dulcich week.
Oh my!
3,400, 12 targets, lock it up. People might play Higby. People might play Hawkinson. I don't know. What are we doing at tight end?
Dude, I mean, this. I know we say it almost every week, but this has to be the grossest tight end week, right? That we've had.
If Waller plays and Moreau is not an option, yeah, I mean, there's no one playable really.
We need Bellinger out.
Oh, the people. I mean, Bellinger's not going to play, dude. People don't want to know that Tanner Hudson ran a drop back on over 80% of the routes since Daniel Bellinger got hurt.
Yeah, they make the excuses that he sucked out, but fellow's on the field. That's all you can ask for.
He's got more receptions the last month of the season than Tyler Higbee. Is he still the dead man?
He's 2.6 on DK.
He's a legit play, in my opinion.
Did you see the usage notes on the Lions tight ends and how insane it was that Brock Wright was the one that didn't get the touchdown, dude?
They
like five snaps or something.
Yeah, Mitchell and Zilcher both were like barely on the field and had TDs.
No, they played a reasonable amount. They just didn't run any routes. But no one on the team ran any routes. They only have like 24 dropbacks or whatever. I mean, I do think Brock Wright, like, maybe there's a little bit of bounce back, but I was kind of hoping he would be a guy you could stream in daily fantasy contests, and he's not. So.
Four routes for James Mitchell.
Yeah, Brock Wright, per our friend Ben Gretsch, led tight ends with a 69% route share, Zylstra at 31%, Mitchell at 15%. And that's just a run bad, man. Trust the process, break rights, Brock Wright slappies.
Yeah.
TTP.
I mean, Dalton Schultz. Freiermuth
is one of my favorite tight end plays. I love that.
Well, you and his head coach are agreed on that because they asked Tom on this morning, like, oh, you know, how does your offense change with Claypool out? And he was like, it doesn't. Freiermuth does the same thing. No love lost between Mike Tomlin and Chase Claypool. It's like so discouraging. I wonder, Tuttle, do you think they will ever transition to just another flex or another wide receiver instead of requiring a tight end in these formats like they do with college football?
No. Think about how much it took to get kickers out of there.
That's true.
Defense would be next to go.
People don't even – I bet people watching the show don't even remember kickers on FanDuel. Like, literally, they don't.
I kind of enjoyed kick. Like, I kind of didn't hate kickers. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, losing a 1v1 kicker in cash, though, on FanDuel.
Was trash, but, like, people would still play clearly suboptimal kickers.
Well, I actually – I don't know if you guys saw, but one of DraftKings' roadmaps was leaked, and on page 100 was reviewing kind of the defensive position on DraftKings. So I think they're going to get to it eventually as part of their roadmap.
I can't tell if this is a bit or not.
Yeah, I can't tell if this is before or after the
What page were the trolls on?
The trolls were on page one.
That was a good bit, Peter.
I need to go get a troll. If I win a GPP this week, I'm sweeping the troll floor. I'll tell you that right now.
What are the utilities of the trolls? Is there
incredible PFP?
You get 1,500 crowns if you make it your PFP, I think. Maybe some free tickets to the Millionaire
1500
Maker.
Crowns. That's what's that equate to, like a dollar?
But David, less. You're the biggest crown hunter I know. How do you not,
buddy? I literally might buy it just for the crowns because I need to grind about 39,000 crowns before the end of the year to get to the diamond tier. And it's actually,
what does
like
the diamond tier get you?
Well, the amount of crowns you get appreciates 30% more. So when I enter $1,000 contest, I get more crown, like you get more crowns, and you, that's it really. They sent me some Yetis.
So you want more crowns so you can get more crowns.
Well, Peter, I don't know about you, but when you enter into a bigger contest, like when I only register for the spy using crowns. Like I just like to use crowns when I enter into a higher dollar contest. It's totally a mental thing and it's stupid, but you know,
yeah,
whatever.
I'll admit I don't quite have the sickness of chasing my crowns and, you know, putting in dummy lineups into MLB contests to keep my streaks alive.
Think of the literal sense you're leaving on the table, you know.
All right, we're powering this down. Everyone, don't forget to sign up and play the Roto Grinder single entry series on FanDuel FTX. If you are looking to sponsor a show, I promise you it will not cost much these days to sponsor us. We appreciate you for watching. We're going to get a GoFundMe for David's internet going, for Mr. Tuttle05, for Davis Matic. I'm Peter Overzet. We'll see you guys next week.